Ireland is full, open borders government takes to Twitter to beg migrants to stay away. By Peter Catalan, January 25, 2023. Ireland's pro-open borders government has begged on Twitter for migrants looking to claim asylum in the country to stay away. Despite having initially insisted it would take in a limitless number of refugees and asylum seekers from Ukraine and beyond, Ireland's open borders government is now desperate for migrants to refrain from coming to the island nation. With the country even now taking to social media to repeatedly beg would-be arrivals to stay away on social media platform Twitter. The new social media campaign represents a new low in the country's ongoing migrant crisis, which has seen local resources and housing supplies overwhelmed amid the tens of thousands of arrivals flooding into the country of only around 5 million people. According to a report by state-owned broadcaster RTE, authorities are now saying that they will no longer be able to offer accommodation to non-Ukrainian adult migrants seeking to claim asylum in the country. The response to the ongoing migration crisis has now entered an extremely difficult phase, with insufficient accommodation available nationwide for international protection applicants, and the outlook for accommodation for people fleeing the war in Ukraine is also challenging, a statement from the country's Integration Department reportedly reads. As a result of this, it has now become necessary to pause the provision of emergency shelter for IP, International Protection Applicant, adults arriving into the transit hub at City West. It continues, with the department adding that IP applicants who are not provided with accommodation upon arrival or when applying for international protection at the International Protection Office will have their contact details taken and be contacted as soon as accommodation becomes available. With the country's government no longer able to house asylum seekers, authorities are now begging migrants to refrain from coming to the country for the time being at least. As part of this effort, the country's Integration Department has now repeatedly posted on Twitter in multiple languages begging for would-be asylum seekers to stay away, warning that the country can no longer house them. The Irish government asks those who are considering seeking refuge in Ireland and are currently in places of safety not to travel to Ireland at this time and to defer making travel arrangements to come to Ireland, one post by the department on Monday reads. This is due to a severe shortage of available accommodation. Meanwhile, it appears that the government is struggling to properly handle the large numbers of migrants already in the country, with a violent public order incident breaking out at one of the country's main migrant processing hubs in City West on Monday night. According to reports in the Irish media, three men were injured with at least two being taken to hospital after a disturbance involving a group of males broke out at the center around 6:30 p.m. last night. It represents the second major incident of violence at one of the country's asylum centers this month, with four individuals previously being hospitalized after a mass stabbing event at a migrant hotel in Killarney. No arrests by the police have reportedly been made in relation to the incident on Monday evening. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.